Hi, and welcome to a second episode of, I don't know, whatever this is. Basically, what I've been thinking about for, like, maybe overnight was the fact that I want to talk to you guys about the people that you want to date or want to love in your life. Even though I'm pretty young, I don't really know that much about romance since my last boyfriend was terribly depressed, and that kind of made me have a different outlook on life, I guess. Even though that kind of sounds corny, it's kind of true. So recently I've been talking to this guy, and he's magnificent, he's funny, he's everything I want in a guy, you know. But the thing is, when I told him that I had a thing for him last night, he told me that he can't do relationships. What does that mean, you know? So I decided, you know what, I'm just gonna let it slide. If it makes me upset, I have to do something to distract me. Because other than that, I know I'm gonna get upset. So, what I did was, I'm just thinking about how I dodged a bullet. Like, how it would have been horrible for me to somehow fix this guy when I know I can't. It's kind of difficult when you know that someone is, I guess, how you say, broken. Because he even told me himself that he's broken. And in my definition, that just means that he's either insecure, he hates himself. You have to love yourself in order for you to love someone else. And he can't do that. So I guess I can't like him either. I'm kind of sad about it, but at the same time, I'm not. It's like, there's probably someone out there who's just like me. A guy who is, you know, like I said, just like me. But you know what? I don't think it really matters, because honestly, I can say in the most confident way that he missed out. He missed out on how funny I am, how fun I can be, how outgoing I can be, even though sometimes I have my days where I'm really down and I need someone to pick me up. But you know what? That's what relationships are for. You're supposed to be together, there for each other. You know, now that I really think about it, I didn't really dodge a bullet because I could have helped this person. I could have helped him. But at the same time, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Because there's many other people out there, like someone that you like. It doesn't matter. There might be thinking, like, regrets, like, oh, I should have done more with this guy. Or, you know what? I should have just not done anything with this guy. But in reality, I just feel bad. I don't know if it's pity or if I really like him. I didn't know he was self-conscious until after he told me. That's why I felt like, this is even better because I can help him be, you know, have more self-confidence. But he totally rejected the idea of being in a relationship because he's never been in one. So, I don't know, maybe it's still kind of dodged a bullet. But if you feel that you're in the same situation as me, I suggest that you talk to a friend about it, because friends are the most wonderful people in the world. They are just the people to always pick you up no matter what. And yeah, it's just really different in other people's eyes, other people's point of views. But I have a feeling that this podcast is going to be a lot about my romantic episodes, because I have a lot. I crush on guys way too hard and way too fast. But that's the fun beauty of being a teenager, that when you make mistakes, you realize that you won't be making them when you're older, because you know exactly how it's gonna be when you grow up. But I guess this is the second episode. Congratulations on myself. Hopefully I will be having some viewers. And if not, it doesn't matter. I mean, this is kind of like a personal diary anyway. I'll be talking about possibly the kind of music you should really listen to, depending if you're into like beach rock or beach music. Or just regular indie rock. I don't know. So, I guess, peace out.